Kutztown University, a lot of students live near campus, but not Shannon Peitzer. She's a senior, and every morning she spends at least half an hour driving to school from her apartment. Keystone Crossroads reporter Mariel Segarra explains why.
Sitting on a couch in an oak-paneled room on campus, Peitzer lays it out for me.
If I were to live in Kutztown, I would be concerned that a landlord would look at me and say, you know, I don't want to deal with you anymore. You're trans. I don't want that in my house. Get out.
Peitzer's a transgender woman. And in Kutztown, it would be legal for a landlord to refuse to rent her an apartment or to kick her out for that reason.
And where does that leave me? That leaves me on the streets.
Federal and Pennsylvania laws prohibit landlords, employers, and others from discriminating based on race, religion, sex, but not gender identity or sexual orientation. There are local laws that ban discrimination, too, but of the thousands of municipalities in the state, only 34 offer those last two protections. Peitzer lives in one of those cities, Allentown. Kutztown has no anti-discrimination law at all. So for some LGBT students who live near campus, simple questions from a landlord, like, what'd you do this weekend, can feel loaded. James Kerrigan is a grad student, and he's gay.
I say, oh, I went on a date. And then have to think, do I want to change the gender? Do I want to just say I went out with this person and they, you know, use a gender-neutral pronoun? It causes a lot of anxiety.
Kerrigan is working with Peitzer and other students to pass an anti-discrimination law in Kutztown that includes gender identity and sexual orientation. They're getting guidance from a statewide advocacy group called Equality PA. Ted Martin is the executive director.
This is the promise of America, that everyone gets a fair shot, that everyone has an equal playing field. That's all this is.
This year, a polling firm called Susquehanna Polling and Research asked Pennsylvania residents whether they'd support a law that bans discrimination based on gender identity or sexual orientation. 74% of respondents said they did. There are opponents in some places who argue these laws could violate a landlord or business owner's religious freedom. But from Martin's perspective, the local laws don't go far enough because they leave the state with a sort of legal patchwork.
For example, you can be protected quite well in Philadelphia all day. You can go across the border into Montgomery County, Bucks County, or Berks, and find yourself really out in the cold.
But he says the local laws can be part of a bigger strategy. They're a way to light a fire under state legislators. He got that idea from the lawmakers themselves.
They would often say to me, you know, years ago, well, you know, I can't vote for something here in Harrisburg. You have to show me that there's grassroots support. You have to show me that the community is behind these kind of things.
A local first strategy was used in another campaign you may have heard of.
Right now, a live look from Washington, D.C. The White House is lit up as a rainbow following a historic ruling today from the Supreme Court.
The people advocating for marriage for same-sex couples pushed for laws state by state. The idea was that once a lot of states had legalized it, the Supreme Court would be more likely to rule in favor, too. Ultimately, it did. In Pennsylvania, the local first approach has helped change the mind of at least one legislator, Representative Michael Hanna, a Democrat from Lock Haven. This session, he's sponsoring a bill that would update the state's anti-discrimination law to include gender identity and sexual orientation. That's a new development for Hanna.
I guess I kind of grew up in a time and place where anything other than heterosexual orientation was pretty much closeted and not talked about.
Hanna says he had a change of heart partly because his two sons are always talking to him about LGBT issues. But he says these local laws have also made him and other legislators pay attention.
A lot of people's eyes were open to what we either chose to ignore or just didn't see.
There's a companion bill in the Senate, too. Combined, the bills have more than 100 co-sponsors, Republican and Democrat. In Kutztown, the borough council has tabled the proposed local law, citing concerns about cost. Instead, and here's the great irony, the borough is waiting to see whether the state passes its law. Advocates say it'd be better to have both laws. For now, they have neither. Mariel Segarra, Keystone Crossroads.